Well, I have not seen these ads, and I'm disappointed that the governor would do this, because what I really want to do is cooperate with the governor and get a solution to our budget and to any other non-budget items that he wants to talk about. So we want to cooperate with him. We should be doing that by meeting, trying to find common ground. Name-calling is really more of what you do when you're campaigning. We're not campaigning. The election's next year. His election was last year. This is the year we should be governing and reaching compromise. So that's what I would urge the governor to do, to come back to the table and stop the ads, and let's just see if we can get together. It's obviously harder to negotiate with somebody if you're name-calling them.
Is this Democrats getting what they deserve, in a sense, after so many years of being in power, having more money, campaign brochures that I would say at times walk up to the line of truth? You know, here's a Republican that now has money, and all's fair in politics and campaigning, and to that extent, it's connection to governing.
Yeah, the problem is we're not campaigning. We're governing. We're down here in Springfield. There's no election this year. And so we have to pass a budget. We've passed one. The governor is looking at it. We want to make sure he signs it. If he doesn't want to sign it, he wants to reduce the spending because he doesn't think it's balanced, that's fine. He can do that. If he wants us to add some money, some revenues, because he thinks it's short, we'll talk to him about that as well. If he's got some other items that he wants to discuss that are not budget-related, we're open to it. But we need to do the people's business here and get our work done. And if we don't, we have stand the risk of the schools not opening. So it's not like it's not a small – this is a really major job that we have here that we have to get back to. And I think people want us to be serious. The campaign-type tactics are not appropriate now. And we're not certainly doing that now at all. I'm not doing it at all as well.
Do you believe that the governor is almost pushing for a shutdown so that he can achieve some of these missions that he's put out there, that it will, I don't know, maybe look bad on Democrats? They've been around for a dozen years, can't get their acts together, that whatever his strategy is, that he wants government to get to that point in the precipice?
I have no idea what his motivation is. I just know how important the state budget is. That's what he was elected to do, was to run the state. And he can't spend any money if he doesn't have the authorization to do it. We've given him the authorization. He says he won't sign the bill until other things happen. So let's talk about what those things have to be. Come back to governing. That's all. It's that simple. Govern, don't campaign, don't name call. We'll sit down. We're willing to compromise and talk about everything he wants to talk about.
But with so many organizations and people dependent on a budget passing, and with this impasse going on, if you met last week, I mean, is it at the point that you should be talking every day? He's the governor. There's a whole lot there to discuss. Seems like that might be prudent. Is that not happening enough?
No, I think, let's make it clear, we are negotiating with Republicans from a Democratic Senate leader's point of view. First, we have to make sure we're on the same page with our House counterparts. I've talked to Senator Bordonio, and I think there's communication going between the Republicans and the governor as well. So I think progress will be made, is being made, and it has to happen, though, before really July 1st or shortly thereafter, because that's when, if the government doesn't function, people will who don't know much about state government will learn, unfortunately, a lot about state government and what we do and how important what we do is to the economy of the state. And so I'm pretty confident we're not going to have a shutdown. I think we can reach some compromises with the governor on the areas that he wants to talk about. Once he understands the background of what we've been doing here in the last 6 years and the progress we've made. So I'm optimistic.
Obviously, in order to enact the policies that you want, you need to have members. Right now you have a super majority, but there are, I think, what, two-thirds of the Senate is up next year? You got to worry about the politics, I guess, at some point. What is your strategy for keeping a supermajority? Do you have senators that are scared, especially with this ad? Are you going to combat it?
This year is not the election year. My strategy is to do a good job on the policy, do a good job on being a senator and being a caucus and helping the state of Illinois solve some major problems. And if that's what happens, I'll worry about next year.
Are you getting pressure to try and combat this ad now that it is there? Member saying, hey, let's do something?
No.